Okay, today we start the second parak. I'm going to try to sort of set the table for the sugyas we're going to learn over the next three and a half weeks. There are three nekudas of the Mishnah that I'm going to try to explain in a introductory way, in a way that has a little bit of hekif. And each one of the three, certainly two out of the three, are things that we're going to be ma'arich on further as we turn the daf. The Mishnah begins, Ketzad Eisha Sachiv Shalai Hoya Ba'ilamai. Ketzad meaning, how is the din of Eisha Sachiv? Now, what's the case, but what's the halacha of Eisha Sachiv? So before we start, go any further, I have to point out to you something which is going to be the basis of tomorrow's shiur, of tomorrow's problems. And that is the following. There are two parts, two aspects to a patur yibum. In other words, there are two situations, two cases, simple cases of patur yibum. One is a case, a man dies, he has no children. And there's a brother. Does the brother have a mitzvah to do yibum? Yes or no? That's a shaila in the dinei ha-mitzvah. In hilchis mitzvahs yibum, is there a din of yibum? That is no different than any mitzvah say in the Torah. You have a beged, does it need tzitzis? Doesn't it need tzitzis? Certain begadim do, certain begadim don't. You have an esrig, is this esrig kosher for a mitzvah or pasul for a mitzvah? Yes or no? It's a shaila in the key of mitzvah, yibum. So, the first halacha is that eishes achiv shloheh b'ilamai, the case we're talking about, is a case that's not chayiv in yibum. Just like a three-cornered beged is not chayiv in tzitzis, it's not shayach to the parasha. Eishes achiv shloheh b'ilamai is not shayach to the mitzvah of yibum. Just like an alienist, or a sris, there's no yibum. We learn how to exeris hakosim, that if he's not able to be makim shein la'achiv, then there's no mitzvah of yibum. It's a halacha in dinei ha-mitzvah. The halacha of mitzvahs yibum applies in certain cases and not in other cases. So there are things or situations or types of people that are excluded from the mitzvah because they have zero shaychis to the mitzvah. They don't connect to the mitzvah. An alienist would be the good example. A saris would be a good example. An alienist or a saris is like a three-cornered beggar to mitzvah tzitzis. It's like a lemon to the mitzvah of esrog. It's something that is not in the parsha. It's not in the parsha of the mitzvah. That's one din of eishes achiv shalai hoya b'ilamai. A brother that's born later is not in the parsha of yibum. When a man dies, his living brothers have a mitzvah to be miyabim. Just like his uncle doesn't have a mitzvah to be miyabim, or his cousin doesn't have a mitzvah to be miyabim, his brother, who's born later, has no mitzvah to be miyabim. That's like an Aleph Beis taich, and it's true. It's the first din of Eishes Achiv Shloheh b'ilamai. It's a case that has zero shachas to the mitzvah. Now that is emes, but it's not the whole story. It's a second din. Because if that would be so that would be true, and it is true, in a first case, what we call Nefila Rishayna. Nefila Rishayna means there's one brother who died. Reuven died without children, and he has a brother, Shimon, and then he has a brother, Levi, that's born later. So the halacha, number one, that was saying that there's no mitzvah yibum, is a din that the mitzvah doesn't apply to Levi, it only applies to Shimon. Shimon is alive at the time that Reuven died. And since Shimon's alive at the time Reuven died, Shimon has a mitzvah of yibum. And because Levi is not alive, Levi is born later, there's no mitzvah of yibum. Okay, you understand that? It's simple enough. Now I'm using the word nefila rishayna. You have to be fluent in the language. Nefila rishayna means a simple case. One dead brother, nefila rishayna, one nefila to yibum. One brother died, this is nefila to yibum. Now there's a second din, which this Mishnah teaches us. That's the din of Nefila Shniya. And there, it becomes a little more complicated. That means, Reuven died, the first brother died, he left the brother Shimon, and Levi is born later. Shimon did Yibum, Shimon was alive, simple, Shimon was Miyav. Then, there was a Nefila Shniya, meaning that Shimon died. When Shimon died, Levi was already born. Based on what I told you so far, Levi should be Miyabim, Shimon's Almon. Levi was Bi'olamai when Shimon was around. So Pashtus, he should be Miyabim. So the second halacha of this Mishnah is that Levi has a shame erva to this woman. He has a shame erva to the woman. Not only, as I said before, there's no mitzvah to be Miyabim when Reuven died, but he gets a name of Erva. We'll define Erva, that's the next step. But for now, he has a Shem Erva. He is, to this woman, a relative that he can't get married, even the Mokim Yibum. He's an Erva to her. An Erva is a Isser. It's a second halacha. The first halacha was, let's say you have a three-cornered beged with tzitzis. The three-cornered beged is just no mitzvah of tzitzis. It's not an isser to put on tzitzis. You put on tzitzis, maybe even about taste. There's no isser to put tzitzis on three begadim be'etzem. It's just a ptur. The first halacha is a ptur, that you're putter from the mitzvah. The second halacha is that there's an isser erev. That besides the fact that Eishes Achim Shalahaya by Lamai has the no mitzvah to be Miyabim if he wasn't alive, but in addition, there's also an Aveira, an Erva, to this woman. He has some sort of an Isser, and defining the Isser is a big job. We'll try to figure out what the Isser is. He has some sort of an Isser to that woman. These are the two dinim of Eishes Achim Shalahaya by Lamai, and you have to have it clear in your mind, and it should be fluent, like the language of the Masechta, so that we can move on to discuss it. So I want to put it on the board. It's simple, but I just want to put it here so we can refer back to it tomorrow, and we'll see. May Eishes Achim Shalahaya by Lamai, you have Eishes Achim, how do I abbreviate it? Shalai. How's that? Okay, two dinim. Din number one, Nefila Yushayna, simple case. A brother, Reuven, dies, and Levi's not born yet. Levi's born later. Nefila Yushayna, Levi has a ptur from a mitzvah. He's pater from the mitzvah of Yibum. So Nefila Yushayna is the first din, that it's a ptur from mitzvah Yibum. Now that itself is similar to Eilinus, similar to Swiss. If a man dies, his only brother is a Saris, so then there's no mitzvah Yibum.
Why is it a ptur and not an erev?
It's a ptur.
An erev on him, on Levi.
She does become an erva.
So it's a ptur.
Well, there are two aspects to her. She has no mitzvah yibum, and she's an erva. Here already she's an erva. It's true. Just here's no nafkamina. There's no nafkamina. What?
Is every ptur an erva?
So we're going to have to discuss that. Is every ptur which erva? Let's say an alienist. There'll be. But we're going to see it's not that way. If somebody dies, and there's a ptur of Yibum. There's an Eilinus. Eilinus is no mitzvah of Yibum. The Eilinus doesn't patah hatzara. Now technically she's a sister-in-law, she's an erva, but she doesn't patah hatzara. Somebody's brother dies and leaves a wife who's an Eilinus. He knew she's an Eilinus, he married her anyway. It's not a mekatas. He married her, and he married another woman. False to Yibum to me. I have ptur mitzvah that I have. I have a ptur for mitzvah Yibum. I can't marry the Eilinus. She doesn't pata the tzara. Eilonis doesn't pata tzara. I can be miyab in the tzara. An Eilonis doesn't get a shame erva, even though it's my sister-in-law. But it doesn't have a shame erva to pata tzara. Every evil is a sister. We're going to see. The halacha is that Eilonis doesn't pata tzara. And that's the distinction we're going to have on the Amid Beis when we get to the Amid Beis. The Mefarshe HaTosis on the Amid Beis are going to talk about this distinction. I'm not making it up. Maybe the comparison to Tzitzis, I don't think you'll find in the Mefarshe. But the comparison to Eilonis is the comparison that they talk about here when we turn the page. My point is, the Fila Rishayin HaPatis Mimitzis Yivam, but in the Fila Shnia, which is the case when you have the three brothers, in the Fila Shnia, what comes into play is that it's also an Erva, and a path is the Tzar.
It was an Erva before, you only see it, reminds the one that
it's true. It's true. She was really an Erva here already, also. Already. This Torah, the truth is, she's an Erva here too. Just here, there's no nafkamina that comes into play. If he's Bayal Har, if he's Iver, Papa Elinus is also Iver in Issa. When I say it's a Ptor Erva, I mean to the extent that it patterns a Tzara like all the other Ervas.
Okay, the child, the child.
You're right. But you'll see, the distinction I mean to make is the distinction of Rashi and Beis Amid Beis. That there are two types of Eishas Achiv. I don't want it to get confusing at this minute. So that's why I don't want to play into it. The truth is, she's an Erva right here. She has both Dinim right here. Pakach Mitzvah. And there's an Erva, both are Emes. Here, it's true, she's already an Erva, there's no Nafkamina. Nafkamina comes up here. Now, my point is, this is not like Eilonis. Eilonis has only a din of a Ptur from Mitzvah Yibam. It's a sister-in-law, it's an Erva. But it's not an Erva dina Yibam to Pater Tzar. So, the distinction that I'm making is that it's Pshat. I'm not telling you machloiks and nothing. Pshat in the Mishnah. In the Mishnah, Kamash Mulan, two things. There's a Ptur from Yibam, and it's going to Pater at Tzara in the Nefila Shnia. Again, I don't mean to tell you more than Pshat in the Mishnah. This is Pshat in the words of the Mishnah. Let's see it inside. Ketzad, Eishas Achim Shalohaya Ba'ilamai. How do you have a case of Eishas Achim Ba'ilamai? Shnei Achim. Umeisechad Mehem. V'noilad Lahen Ach. Two brothers, one died, Reuven died. Then, Noilat Lemach. V'acha kach Yibein. The Mishnah is not getting into the Machlaikis of Noilat v'achach Yibein, Yibein v'achach Noilat, which we know from the first paragraph of Machlaikis. V'acha kach Yibein, Hashemi, Esesha Sachiv. Umeis, Harishayna. Umeis, and the second brother died. Umeis, come, he died. Harishayna, Yaitseis, Mishameis, Eschav, Shalai, Bailama. The first woman, meaning the brother, the woman that was married to the first husband, to the first brother, now to the second one, is Esho Shalai Bailamai. Vashnia and the Tzara, Mishum Tzarasa. Period. That's the ratio of the Mishnah. Both Peturim, you learned the first line of the Gemara, they are those who Gairis and Rishayna Yaitse, Mishum Esha Satif, some are Gairis and Shnia Yaitse, it's the same Pshat, just different labels, the Gemara says. And that is the ratio of the Mishnah. So we're learning Mishnayos. I told you here on the board is Pshat in the Reisha of this Mishnah. The Pshat in the Reisha in Yitzhak Hashem. Tomorrow we're going to learn the top Taisis on the Amid Beis. And this Pshat, which is true Pshat, I don't think it's two ways to learn the Mishnah, is a problem with Taisis Kasha on the Amid Beis. We're going to see. Okay, that hopefully you'll pick up on for tomorrow. Let's go to the Sefer. A totally, totally different discussion. Like I told you, there are three nekudis I want to explain b'derech hakdama. This is the first. Also ba maimer umeis shniyah chaletzes v'loy misyavemis. Okay, first of all, let's talk about maimer, because we didn't have it except incidentally in Taisus. We really didn't. I don't think the word maimer in the first parak. I don't remember. What is maimer? So again, Baifin Makif, you have to understand the following. And listen carefully, because this plays into, again, a theme that we're going to have on the Amid Beis. To marry a woman who's not a Yavama, someone gets engaged, he gets married, How do you get married? You do a kedushin, you do a nisuin. Two parts to marriage, we all know. Kedushin is bekesesh tarabia, and nisuin is chuppah. There are two steps to getting married. Why are there two steps to get married? Good question. There are two steps to getting married. Kedushin makes a relationship ish, and chuppah makes you fully married. She's nisul avesai with chuppah. We today do them together. Under the chuppah, we do kedushin. Time of the Gemara, they did it separately. Etchiyim. Kedushin nisuin, two steps. What about a Yavama? There's a machlaikis, Beis Shammai, and Beis Hillel regarding a Yavama. The machlaikis is later in the third parak. Some of you have learned it, some of you have not learned it. You have it later in the parak. There's a machlaikis regarding Maimer. Maimer is Kiddushin for a Yavama. What is Maimer? Now listen carefully. Maimer is Kiddushin to a Yavama. A man, the Yavam, goes over to the Yavama. He wants to be Miyabim. You all know Yibim is Dafka with Bia, no Chuppah. Bia does Yibim. We know that. He wants to be Miyabim Har. So he goes beforehand and he does Maimer. What is Maimer? Maimer is, he gives her a ring and he says, Hariyat, he says, Mekudeshesli, I don't know what his Lashon is. Doesn't say. He says, Hariyat, Yuchedesli, Mekudeshesli, whatever language. He says, you're the one I'm gonna be Miyabim. And that's Maimer. And he gives her the ring. What does that do? Shitas Beis Shammai is that it does the same thing as with any woman. It makes her an Eishes Ish. Makes Kiddushin. Beis Shammai Shita throughout the Masechta is that Maimer is a Kinyan Dairaisa, just like a regular Pinuya, a regular woman has Kiddushin and a Suin. A Yavama has Maimer, which is Kiddushin, and Yibum, which is Nisuin. So that, she's an Eishes Ish after Maimer. That is Shitas Beis Shammai. I assume so. I don't know. The Mishnah says that if you do Maimer, you're kind of, I assume it means you have to do Kiddushin and Yibum. The Bia could be both, perhaps. Okay. The Beis Hillel Shita, the way we paskin, is that Maimer is a Kiddushin Durabanan. A Kiddushin Durabanan. Why do you need Kiddushin Durabanan? If one brother wants to do it ahead of the other brothers, he can do Maimer, and then she's Miuchedes Midurabanan to him. So that Maimer, like Beis Hillel, is only Lechumra, not Lekula. Because it's a Durabanan. It doesn't really work. And therefore, it's a Kiddushin Durabanan. That is Maimer, according to Beis Hillel.
There's no
like Beis Hillel, there's no purpose in Maimer. What does Maimer do? Our Mishnah says, Asa ba Maimer, umeis. Again, Reuven died, Levi wasn't born. Levi is born. Shimon does Maimer. Now what's the din legabe Levi? Asa ba Maimer, umeis. Shnia chaletzes v'lo misya bemis. Shimon's tzara. Shimon now has 1.5 wives. He has his wife that he had all his life. And he has this Yavama who he did Maimer to. Now, like Beis Shammai, what would the din be? Like Beis Shammai, once he did Maimer, it's his wife totally. And it will pater the tzara. It would have the din of the Nefilah Shniyah that's on the board. It will pater the tzara. For like Beis Shammai, Maimer would pater the tzara legamri. Like Beis Hillel, what does Maimer do? It makes it your wife lechumra. Your wife lechumra means, what does your wife lechumra mean? Means chalatzes v'lo misyabemis. Can do yibum because midrabanan, it's an erva and it's tzara's erva. Min atayra, you mechuyev sidu chalitza not yibum. That is the sefer of the Mishnah. Now, agav, the Bar Tanura writes here, why is it called Maimer? Because you have to say Hariat Kudeshes, whatever Lashon. What? The Gemara says Hariat Mekudeshes. Okay, so I missed it. So we heard this on the base. On Nun base. Says how you have to say Hariat Mekudeshes. The Gemara says that's why it's called Maimer. Does the Gemara say that Lashon, or is that the Rav? Hariat Mekudeshesly. I don't say that's why it's called Yibum. It's Maimer, but Hariat Mekudeshesly is the Lashon that you say. So it's called Maimer because you need the Amira. That's what it says in the Rav. Tosis Yomtov asks that you don't need Amira. What else works by Kedushin? What? Shtar, okay. Shtar. But even by Kedusha Kesef, there's, remember, Asukim by Se'inyan. Asukim by Se'inyan also works. Asukim by Se'inyan means that you know what they mean to get married. If you go to a wedding nowadays, and she walks down the aisle with her father on one side, her mother on the other side, and two candles, and she's all dressed in white. And they get under the chuppah. You don't need Hariat. She knows why she's there. What else is she there for? And he also knows why he's there. She's walking around him seven times. Nobody ever walked around me seven times except for by my wedding. That's called Asukim by Se'inyan. Asukim by Se'inyan means it's obvious. It's very obvious why they're there. So the Tosis Yontif says that Asukim by Se'inyan is really good enough. You don't need... It's funny to call it Maimer. Ki'ilu, you need an Amira. When really, Asukim by Se'inyan is also good enough. And it's no Shaila, it's Emes. It's Emes that Asukim by Se'inyan is good. There's an interesting Reb Chaim, which is in the Berachas Shmuel, Simen Aleph in Kedushin. There's a machloikis what the pshat in Asukim by Se'inyan is. The Velt learns that Asukim by Se'inyan is an Amira. What does Amira mean? You convey your intention. What do words mean? Words are a way of expressing your intention. Now you make a bracha, it's not conveying an intention. The bracha is a mitzvah, to say a bracha. Hariat, it's a mitzvah to say Hariat? No. It just shows the intent of the Mekadesh. So Pashup Shat, Asukim by Se'inyan, is a way of showing your intention. It's just another form of Amira. Amira, Sukkim by Se'inyan, it's all one and the same. Say it in English, you say it in Chinese, you say it in French, no difference. If you say Hariat Mekudeshesly and you convey the intention, it's good enough. Enough if you write on a piece of paper and you show it to her. Also good. The Pashup Shat in Hariat is just a way of showing intention. And then, if you learn that way, Asukim by Se'inyan is a type of Amira. It's really Hainuhach. You need an Amira. What's an Amira? Showing your intention. If you do Asukim by Se'inyan, it's the same thing. Baruch Be'er brings B'Shem Reb Chaim, Rechid Deshatzel,
that there are two
Kinyanim.
What? In time of
Kedat
Moshe Yisrael, you send the Amira for Kedat Moshe Yisrael.
Yeah.
And that's for the Amira to show your intention.
Kedas Moshe Yisrael is an afterthought. We add it on. But you're right, Kedas Moshe Yisrael, I guess if a firm person walks down, you assume that he means Kedas Moshe Yisrael. Okay. The Kedas Moshe Yisrael is not ma'akev in that mirror. The Gemara doesn't say Kedas Moshe. The Gemara says Hariat Mekudeshesly, period. Taisa says, we say Kedas Moshe Yisrael, because Kolom Kadshah died to run Makat. Reb Baruch Be'er brings B'Shem Reb Chaim, as I said, a chiddush, that they're two separate kinyanim. One kinyan of Amira, one kinyan where you say it, and one kinyan with Asukim by Se'inyan below Amira. He considers it to be two different kinyanim. That's his lashon. What should I tell you? His lashon is that two different kinyanim. Kimikadish with Amira, Kimikadish with Kesher Shtar Rabia, and Kimikadish either with Amira or with Asukim by Se'inyan. It's a choice. He brings a raya, even though what he says is a chiddush, he brings a raya from a Gemara in Nedarim. Gemara talks about Yodais in Nedarim. a yad is a half language of a neder. And the Gemara is a shiloh, what the din of yodais is for kedushin. A half language for kedushin is a good enough. A yad. What's a shiloh? It conveys your intention. What's the difference? Dr. Abchaim, no. There are two kinyanim. There's a kinyan of Amira. There's a kinyan of Asukum Baisenian. And Dr. Abchaim, if you mean to be mekadesh with Amira, it doesn't work off Asukum Baisenian. If your intention is to be mekadesh with Amira, then a kedusha with Asukum Baisenian does not work. How's the Aedis? I guess the Aedis have to see that she's standing there in a white gown, and he's standing there next to him, and from what they're doing, it's clear. Before you give the ring, you make the bracha first. They give him to drink. They give you the drink. You know why they give you the drink? It's because you're about to get married. You made a bracha on the kedushin. So it's clear that that's the intention, and the edim have to see that in order for it to work.
Sounds like Kaddish Rishdai says has to be less than a shabbat puta.
No, it's good even less than a pruta. Because if it's a pruta, not the Shvidavka. The first, the round, the beginning of Kedushin says it must be that less than a pruta is good, because if you dafka need more than a pruta, it's a typical Mishnah Kedushin. It doesn't have to be. So it's a very big nafkamina. Nafkamina is if under the chuppah, and it happens, if the Eidim don't hear the Amira, the Hariyat, if the Eidim don't hear the Hariyat Mekudeshesli, it happens every once in a while. They're standing there, and the Chazan says Hariyat Mekudeshesli, but doesn't say it loud enough for the Eidim to hear. Is that a kosher kedushin? So Pashit, should be good. So Sukkim by Sinyan, should be good. I have a memory of a cousin of mine who got married, talking about 30 years ago, and they had a man that was a famous singer at that time was singing under the chuppah, and I remember the chuppah was in a shul on a bima, and it was crowded and everyone wanted to be with the singer and see the singer. So the two edim, I remember as a boy, the two edim, they said like mishtupnish, you know, like they stood down under the bima during the kedushin. I remember it vividly. They had no way they could have, I don't know if they even saw anything, but they couldn't have heard anything. It was a very different type of wedding. So I remember we were a bunch of boys up in the gallery. It was in one of these bleachers, chasna places. And we were talking about whether they're married or not married. Their grandparents are ready. I hope they're married. But it happens. It happens at a chasna. You don't hear the hariyat. So I was once at such a chasna. And Rav Palm made them do the kedushin again. So I asked Rav Palm, "You have to be chayshu for Berachas Shmuel." He said, "No, it's a Berachas Shmuel b'shem Rav Chaim. Rav Chaim, you have to be chayshu for." So he made them do it again. They didn't hear the Ariyat. Now it's a very big chiddush, because it was a Sukkim b'Seinyan. If he would have meant to do kedushin with a Sukkim b'Seinyan, it would be good. If he would have put it on without saying anything, it would have been a good kedushin. But since he said Ariyat, he meant to be a kaddish with Amira. So Baruch Be'er brings Rav Chaim, that is no good.
Takes away from the Sukkim Baisenian Amira.
Rav Chaim considers it two kinyanim. A kinyan Amira, he wants two kinyan Amira, he don't want to do that.
So the Rav was the relevant, the whole crowd there are even. They
hear some sefer. Yeah, some sefer, yeah. So here also the crowd are the Edim.
They hear the Harayah.
According to this Rav Chaim, they have to hear the Harayah. You're right. I don't know. Unless there's an Ansadi, there was a Hariyat. Is that good enough?
They hear from the microphones above.
What?
No,
there's no... I don't know if the microphone's good for the bracha. For the Hariyat, it's good. As long as you know it was done. I know a Meiser of Bruce, Olav HaShalom, told me he was at a wedding where Moshe was Masada Kedushin, and they didn't hear, and he said it's okay. Bruce went over to tell Ramesha. So Ramesha said, "I know the Berachas Shmuel." His lashon was, "I know the Berachas Shmuel. But yet, Zret Min Halacha." That was his lashon. So, what?
Have you seen that the Chacham said it? Have you heard him say something?
I don't know. It's hard to say Hilchis this Reb Chaim when the whole Reb Chaim is a Chiddush Atzim.
Why does Arayat say, "I don't want to do that"?
What? If it's two kinyanim, then you're saying you don't want the other one. If it's two separate kinyanim, then it's saying you want this one and not that one. That's what it seems to be. Same shaila, we talk about in the beginning of Kedushin, if you're Makadish Bishtar, and the paper is worth a pruta, and on the shtar it's misspelled, miswritten. Can you say that if you're Makadish with shtar, so shtar doesn't work, let it be kesef. So it seems to be on flex the Bavli and Yerushalmi in the right in the beginning of Kedushin in the Ran. So the question of kinyan mayil, kinyan sheina mayil, if you mechan for one kinyan, not another, does it work? So Rabbi Akiva Eger says that it always works, but not by kedushin. Kedushin has to be the way you intend. Now, that's a machlokes on the amira of kedushin. If a sukkah by sin is a form of amira, or a sukkah by sin is something else, it's basically the machlokes. What? There should be an umdana that he said it. You like some ciphers that you could rely on that and Sadi. You're right. Some ciphers not like the Baruch Beh. At any rate, the Vart here of the Bartanura, the Rav, who says that you need Mimer means you need Amira. Taisyantav asks, what about Sukkah by Sadi? Could be that the Rav holds it's all Amira, it's just a different form of Amira. Amira means conveying your intention. Not really, it's not really so shver. Tosyon doesn't ask it as a shver akasha. He says it that when you say mimer, you have to point out that's what Messiah works too. It could be, it's all just one big amira, it's all one big mimer. That's the way it works. Maybe you would think by Yibum you don't need mimer. You don't need to say, it's obvious what you mean. I don't know. So that, when you will learn Kedushin, Rashi and Kedushin in the first Mishnah says when you give kesef, say hariyat. When you give a shtar, you give a shtar. It doesn't say you say hariyat. In the Rashi on the Rif, it says you should say hariyat. So the way we normally understand is that by a shtar you don't have to say hariyat because the paper says hariyat. That's good enough. Shane came to the Rashi on the Rif, which is not written by Rashi. He holds you don't need amir. There's a big klal that any place you have Rashi, any sefer you take out is Rashi. If it says on top of the column the word Rashi, it means Rashi did not write it. And if it doesn't say Rashi, then he wrote it. In many mesechtes, on Yevamis, and Yevamis also, and the Rashi on the book, on the Rif, it says Rashi on top of the page. Rashi didn't write it. Rashi wrote this Rashi, not that Rashi. In Pirkei Avos also, if you ever take out a Shas Gemara, you have Pirkei Avos with Rashi, it says on top Rashi. Rashi didn't write it. One of the Masechtas is at Nazir, I think, it says on top Rashi, so Rashi didn't write it. It's a strange thing. Wherever it says Rashi on top, it's not Rashi. And L'chadumiyah Tehila. Where it says nothing, so that's Rashi. Funny cloud to share with you, but that's just the way it is. I want to get to the third and the most important. So we dealt with what's on the board. We dealt with Maimer, Achleis B'Shem Yisil. The third thing is something called Zika. Now, Zika will become complicated when we get to the sugya on the other days of Yesh Zika and Ein Zika. As I said, today, I don't want to say anything that's totally in the machlokes. I just want to explain what Zika is, the meaning of Zika. It's a famous thing, I think they say about Rav Shimon Shkop, that after harving a whole year on Yevamis, whenever he would meet the Rosh Hashiva, he would say in frustration, Zogmir, Vos is Zika. You go around and say, Vos is Zika. What is Zika? You'll see it's very hard to figure out what Zika is. But Pshat, Taich, that's not hard. I'm going to tell you what Zika is. Zika, there's a man Yama Yesh Zika, the man Yama Ein Zika. My name says, there's no such thing as Zika. We'll explain that. I'm explaining now Yesh Zika. What does Zika mean? We pass in Yesh Zika. I just told you a minute ago. When you get married, it's Kedushin and Nesuin. That's the way every man gets married. Kedushin, Nesuin. By Yavama, by Shammai says, yeah, there's Kedushin and Nesuin. What's the Kedushin? Maimer. What's the Nesuin? Din. Like Beis Hillel, the way we pass it, what's Taka the Kedushin? There's no kedushin. You just get married with yibum. In our Torah, you get married just with yibum. Where's the kedushin? The Man Yoma Yesh Zika says that Zika is the kedushin. What does Zika mean? Zika is an automatic thing. When someone has a brother that dies without children, and he's alive, when his brother dies, he's by Lamai. Zika means there's a zikikos, a connection. Zika means a connection to the Yavama from the Yavam. The Yavam is connected to the Yavama. That's called Zika. He's related to her. He does nothing. He's related to her. Let's say someone's brother dies and leaves a Yavama. He did nothing. The brother didn't do a thing to her. And then she died. Did his relative die? I would say, well, maybe a sister-in-law. That's it. Yesh Zika says no. His Mu'ureses died. She is Be'erisin to him. Why not Gemina? If he wants to marry her mother, if you say he's not related to her, my brother marries someone, I'm allowed to marry my brother's mother-in-law. No, listen, my brother can marry her and I can marry her mother. If you say Yesh Zika, it means that when my brother died, this woman became automatically Mu'ureses to me. She's like a woman who has Erisin to me to the degree that I'm her relative. I'm her relative. I'm also to her relatives. I'm not allowed to marry her mother. Yesh Zika means I'm not allowed to marry her mother. Now, she's not an Eishes Ish. Someone who's Bayal her is only over alive. So I can't say it's complete Erisin. But it's a connection that's B'makim Erisin. Remember, we're talking about this hill. Maimer Minatayr is meaningless. Maimer doesn't mean anything Minatayr. Only up Eishamay. So she's Mekudashas. I'm assuming, I don't know, that like Beis Shammai, there'll be an Isser regular Isser Eishes Ish, just like any Kiddushin.
Why, according to Beis Hillel, is the Rabbanon for marrying her Kareven?
According to Beis Hillel,
is the Rabbanon for marrying her Kareven?
That's Tzolim Achleks Yesh Zika and Yain Zika. That's the Gemara, the bottom of the Yomid here.
If the Sugi says, if any Mishnah Gemara are willing to say that they're
that's what the Gemara says in the other days. Yivimte shemesa mutter ba'chaisa, b'chaisa in be'ima lai. The Gemara talks about whether you mutter be'ima. It's totally in the machlekes yezika. Shemesa yavim shemesa asur be'ima alma kasaver yezika. The Gemara says in the bottom of the Yomim. So Zika is a connection, a me'en of erisim. Now I want to remind you, we had earlier in the year the Chakira of the Asvan Dairaisa, whether by Yibum it's a continuation of the first brother's wedding. Every time a person is Miyavim, is it a Hemshach of the Kedushin of the dead brother? Or is it a totally new marriage? That was his clarity. He had three Nafkaminas. The idea that it's a Hemshach is a good explanation, a Havana, in Yesh Zika. In other words, the dead brother's Yachas to his wife, he died, that Yachas is not off Lagamri, it didn't disappear. It's Nimshach in the form of Zika, which is a connection of Zika from this woman to this brother. That is Yesh Zika. Now, two things about Yesh Zika. First of all, in the Mishnah. The Mishnah is also ba maimer umeis. Shniyah chalatos v'lo emis yabekos. The Taisis Yantif writes, even loy also ba maimer. What do you don't need maimer. If there was a nefila to Yibum, to the first, Reuven died, he had Shimon's his living brother, and then Levi is born. Then Shimon dies. Zika, if you hold Yesh Zika, Shimon is already connected to this woman. And when Shimon dies, that connection which is a shvacha connection. It's not a mamish kedushin. It's not a eshes ish mamish. That connection already makes chalatzis lagis yabems, makes an esayibum. Yesh zika means that in the last, the seifa of the Mishnah, Reuven died, and then Levi's born. Then Shimon died without doing Yibum. But there was a Zika to Shimon. It's a chap Yesh Zika. Yesh Zika means that Shimon was already connected to this Almana, and enough to pater the Tzara, that Levi can only do Chalitza to the Tzara, and not Yibum to the Tzara. He's also Yibum to her. So they say, all the Mefarshei Mishnayos say, also by Maimer is Lav Dafka, even without Maimer. When it says here in the Mishnah, also by Maimer, Umeis, also by Maimer is Lav Dafka. It comes Lafuke Beshamay. Beshamay holds Maimer is a Kenyan Gomor, Lafuke Beshamay. But also by Maimer, Lav Dafka. You look in the Taisis Yantif, in the Taisis Yisrael, in the Mefarshei Mishnayos, you'll see they say that also by Maimer is a Lav Dafka Dikaloin. It's even if you did Maimer, Yechalatzos and Sembemis. But without Maimer, the same thing. Because Zika is enough, it's not enough to Patel Gamri, but it's enough that Chalatzos lo Misebemis.
Arusa would be Maimer.
That's right. So in Achinami, when I say that Zika is B'mokin the Erisin, it's that language, with the language you find in the Rishayim, is a language, it's not Legamri Erisin. It's just the first step. It's not Legamri Erisin, she's not in a position, the child's not a mamzer. Now, when we start Yesh Zika, you're going to ask me a question. Why was it there four brothers? Yesh Zika to all four brothers? Is there Zika to all four brothers? So, we're going to have to figure that out. Reb Shimon writes, and we had this in, I think, in Siman Dalet of the Chedusha of Shimon, the end of a paragraph that started Oit Kasha, was the last few lines of a paragraph. He just said it as a pashtus. That when one brother does Yibum, he's a shliach of all the brothers. By chalitza, it's a machlekes in the Gemara, if one chalitz is a shlucha da'achim. But he says, Yibum, one brother does Yibum, he's really a shliach of all of them. There's Zika on all of them. And their collective Zika is carried out by one brother who takes the erisin and takes it through to Nisu. So that, it's true that there's Zika to all the brothers, even though not all the brothers act upon the Zika, but there's Zika to all of them. So, as I said, we're going to get into Yesh Zika, it's going to become more complicated. But the problem always is that when it gets more complicated, if you don't know the Hagdama, then the complications confuse you. Pashuk Shad and Yesh Zika is the way I explained it to you now. And Yitzhak Shem will get confused when we get to the bottom of Yom Beis, we'll get into Zika. Now I want also to tell you that even if you hold Ein Zika, the expression that someone is zakuk to his yavama is true. As a word, the word Zika just means that if my brother dies, I'm zakuk to his yavama. That's true according to everyone. Yesh Zika is a halachadika Zika that makes it like a man of being married to her, makes a connection to her. That's not like Yesh Zika and Zika. Everyone agrees that there's some form of zakuka, of obligation. Okay, so this we're going to see. What I'd like you to do when you get down to Yesh Zika is to take a few minutes and look at some of the other sugyas of Yesh Zika, the Flamin, the Nalaf, and Gimel, and get a feel of what Yesh Zika means in the three or four Gemaras, different cases, different machlaiksin, to get a feel of what Yesh Zika means. Let's start the Gemara. Amar of Nachman, Mandatani Rishayna Lai Mishtabish, Mandatani Shniya Lai Mishtabish. That's going on, Harishayna Yaisim Shemei Sashalai Vai Lamai. Is this woman called the first or is she called the second? So it means the same thing. Mandatani Rishayna Lai Mishtabish, May Rishayna Rishayna Lunafila. She is the first one to fall to Yibam, meaning that she already fell to Yibam when her first husband died. Now her second husband dies, she falls again. My Rishayna, Rishayna l'nefila. Man detani Shniya, loy mishtabish. My Shniya, Shniya l'nesuin. She's the second one to marry the second husband. Stam lav davka, she's the second one, but in many cases she's the second one. Because the second husband is already married. Now he's miyabim, he takes the second wife. Zakti Gemara, Milay askina diyabam vacha kakonas. Is it talking davka in such a case? Elamai Shnia, Shnia bin Nisuin. She's in her second marriage. Period. Fakti Gemara. Eishes Achiv Shaloi Haya Ba'ilamai Hechaksiva. Where do you know the din of Eishes Achiv Shaloi Haya Ba'ilamai? Amri the Marav Amakra. Kieshu Achim Yachtav. Shaislam Yeshiva Achas Ba'ilam. They at one time lived together in the world. Prat Leishes Achiv Shaloi Haya Ba'ilamai. So the Gemara here is learning out this din that in order to do Yibum, you have to be a brother who is be'olamai at the time that the other brother was alive. You have to be alive together with the brother in order to be Miyabim his wife. Simple enough. Now, the Kasha, Eishes Achiv Shaloi Haya Ba'ilamai Hechak Siva, is what? How do we know what? L'chayre. How do we know one and two? How do we know both things? Right? It means how do you know she's an Erva? Know what it means? How do you know she's part of a Yibum? That's not enough. You have to know she's an Erva too. L'chayra, that's pshat. You can argue with me. But Pasha pshat, Eishes Hosha Lehechak Siva means how do you know the din of the Mishnah? The din of the Mishnah is that this Eishes Achiv, no mitzvah Yibum, and is an Erva. The problem is Taisus Tapkasha. Look at the Tap Taisus. This Kasha Taisus asks is asked by all the Rishainim. Before the problem, just bear with me. I want to teach Taisus Kasha. You may not have. There are two ways to teach Taisus Kasha. In timer, typically be the Ksiv Derechah Darchinayim. That's Taisus Kasha. What does that mean? We had Derechah Darchinayim and Taisus on Beis Amid Aleph on the bottom. That it's not nice. You can't do something that is improper. You could do things that are improper. We learned the Mishnah, I told you. Dine Aguna is not Darkei Noyam. Who wants a woman to be an Aguna? But if the Torah says something clearly, that's the Halacha. Yeah, Noyam, Nish Noyam. We trust the Torah, that is good for us. But with the Torah could be touched two ways. So then we touch it in the Darkei Noyam. That's what we learned. What's not noyam about Eishes Achiv Shaloi Haya Ba'ilamai? What's not noyam? There's something not nice. What's not nice? Let's say I'll tell you an unborn brother is mechuyev in Yibum. What's the problem? You're going to have to wait to see if the mother-in-law has another child. How long are you going to have to wait? Till she dies. Till she gets old enough she can't have kids. Or till the father-in-law dies. Right. So yeah, an awkward position. You have to daven for the father-in-law and mother-in-law to die. It's not like the Kohen Gadol when you're in the Ari Mikla. So is that the pshat? You're going to have to wait? Obviously, there are two ways to learn. One way to learn is, it's not that Kenayim. You're going to fall. You're going to have to wait. The truth is, the Taisis Yishanim says that Betherish. Taisis Yishanim says... When he brings the kasha d'recha d'achi noyam, he says, because you're going to have to wait. Where's the lashon? What happened? I saw it this morning. No, you don't have any Taisi Shoshana? I thought it was here. Okay. Strange. So I take it back. Okay. At any rate, one way to learn is the way you're saying. You have the newfangled Gemara, so you don't have the Taisi Shana on that? Huh? Okay, I thought it was the Taisi Shana. Okay, must be making a mistake. Okay. Anyway, one way to learn is you have to wait. There's a second way to learn. That why is it not Derechei HaDarchei Nayim? The Ramban, the Rajba, and the Ritva, I think, all say it this way. They say it's not Darkei Nayim. She doesn't have to wait. She'll go get married. What? Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz. Okay. What do you have in the back? Okay. So he says it that way, that you... Okay. You have to wait forever. So Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz says this mahalach, that you're going to have to wait forever. The Ramban, Rashi, and Ritva say, not actually no, and why? She's going to go get married to her brothers. She'll go and get married. After she's already married to someone else, her dead brother's mother-in-law, this says her mother-in-law, her dead husband's mother is going to have a child. And now she's going to have to go and do chalitza. After she's already married to somebody, she's going to have to do chalitza. So that's not Tarkei Noyim. For a married woman to do chalitza, the Gemara says later, it's not Tarkei Noyim, it's not, it's Moos Al Baila to have to do. So, okay, good. So that, those are two pshatim in Tosfos Kasha. Is there a machlaikis? I don't know if there's a machlaikis. Maybe. What? Maybe machlaikis is if she could get married. What do you say? Could she get married? Let's say Zechiv Eishal Shavlame, and the woman, I was thinking about it, well, meet it in. Let's say there was no sugi here. A man dies, no brothers. Could the Yavama get married? Three sekas, right? Suffolk, will the mother-in-law have another child? If she has a child, will he be a Zohar Nekeva? And a Zohar Nekeva, will it be a Nefil? Well, Chayrish, you should be allowed to get married. No? You should be allowed to get married. So maybe that's why the Ramban, Rashi, and Ritva don't teach it this way. Well, we have later in the Masechta a suffix zoch in the cave, a suffix nafel is a good sveka. Later you have it in the 11th parak, probably. There's such a Gemara that talks about such a sveka, a Mishnah, I think, that talks about sveka. So could be maybe that the machlaikis between the Tupshat and the Taisus Kesh. Yeah, Sheyia, what I want to get to tomorrow is, it seems to me, we'll see tomorrow, what's this kasha? It's not Darchei Nayim. Let's say it's not Darchei Nayim. Does that create one or two? It creates one. It's not Darchei Nayim that I should have to wait. Well, it's not Darchei Nayim that if I get married, then my mother will have a child that I have a problem. That creates one. Does that create two? Does that create Erava? In Svara, I would say not. Darchei Nayim is Dailucha Bechidushai. There's a Ptur Yibam. It's like a three-cornered bag and it's part of a tzitzis. So, it's not Darchei Nayim, you're Potter. Why should it make an Erva? So why Be'elinus isn't that way? That's what I keep on asking you. Be'elinus, it doesn't Pata Tzara. She's Takanei Shasach, but it doesn't Pata Tzara. We have to find some difference between Elinus and... I think there's a Berachah Shmuel on this. I think it's Siman Hey. I'm not sure. I didn't look it up. I had it marked down. But we'll see it in Yitzhak Hashem tomorrow.